what we've seen in recent days. Dr. Catherine Huckle is a clinical psychiatrist from the University of Surrey.
Well, obviously it's a huge tragedy for the person involved and for their friends and family. That's the thing to say first off. And of course they've got to go through the grief process in the spotlight of the public as well. So that's the first thing to say. I think the second thing is to say that it really brings into focus our appetite as a population, really, for shows that humiliate, shame, or kind of focus on somebody's deficit in some way. So that's the first thing. I think it's very easy for us to demonise the production companies, but there is an appetite for that with the viewers. So that's something for us to consider. But I think there is also a consideration for the way in which production companies select their applicants and the way in which they screen them to check that they are well enough to manage the stresses of being on reality TV and to being exposed in that way.
No, of course, Catherine, the production company concern isn't here to defend anything along those lines. But if you were to, if you like, to screen people for a TV show along these lines, what would you be looking out for? Are there some classic warning signs that you'd say, actually, this individual just isn't suited to going before an audience?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, the thing you're looking for most of all is to check somebody's resilience. So you'd be looking to spend some time with the person to talk about their early experiences, to talk about relationships they might have had, any trauma they've had in the past, any history of mental health problems, and to look at how they cope with those things. So if somebody has developed unhelpful coping strategies over time, so that when they're in a stressful situation, they cope by doing something that's detrimental to their health, so they might be drinking or using drugs or using self-harm behaviour, then obviously you would be concerned about that and thinking about whether they are going to manage the stress of being on the show. You might also do some questionnaire-type work to look at whether they're somebody who's impulsive, who is kind of intensely emotional at times, how well they can moderate their responses to things, their behavioural responses to things, to check that they can kind of manage the pressure of doing that. You would also, though, of course, want to know what their motivation was for appearing on television, so what they think is going to happen on and off the show, how they expect to be portrayed, for example, or their view or hope for fame, because that's kind of a big driver for some people, and also their grasp of reality, because those are the things that kind of can moderate how stressful somebody finds the experience.
Well, the thing is, Catherine, so many of us have seen The Jeremy Carr Show, because it's been on our TV screens for so many years now. We like to think we know what we're going to experience when we watch it, because actually that's half the reason, I imagine, why so many people do watch it. But does that necessarily prepare the people that appear on the show? Or to put it another way, do they think they know what to expect, but perhaps the reality is going to be very different?
Yeah, I suspect that's the case. They perhaps have an idea of what their story sounds like and how it will be heard by people, and then actually the reality of that can be quite different. It might be that they assume that the audience is going to react very positively to them, but perhaps their story is told in a way they didn't expect it to be, or data comes out that's not quite as they imagined it would. And that, of course, kind of disrupts the whole thing. And their intention for going on the show is then shattered. And the impact that then has on their relationships or their employment or all sorts of situations when they leave the show is really different from their expectation. And that's where the kind of high stress and the intense emotions could come in.
Well, thank you to Dr. Catherine Huckle for sharing her expertise, being a clinical psychiatrist with the University of Surrey. And just to confirm, that ITV has indeed confirmed that it is to axe the Jeremy Carr Show following the death of Steve Diamond, who was a guest on that show. 21 minutes past five. Changes to the probation service. We'll hear more.